Genesis chapter 30. And when Rachel saw that she bore Jacob no children, Rachel envied her sister and said to Jacob, "Give me children or else I die." And Jacob's anger was kindled against Rachel, and he said, "Am I in Yahweh's stead, who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" And she said, "Behold, my maid Bilhah, go into her, and she shall bear upon my knees, that I may also have children through her." And she gave him Bilhah, her handmaid, to wife, and Jacob went in unto her. And Bilhah conceived and bore Jacob a son. And Rachel said, "Yahweh has judged me, and has also heard my voice, and has given me a son." Therefore she called his name Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maid, conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, "With great wrestlings have I wrestled with my sister, and I have prevailed." And she called his name Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had left off from bearing, she took Zilpah, her maid, and gave her to Jacob to wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bore Jacob a son. And Leah said, "A troop comes," and she called his name God. And Zilpah, Leah's maid, bore Jacob a second son. And Leah said, "Happy am I, for the daughters will call me blessed," and she called his name Asher. And Reuben went in the days of wheat harvest, and found mandrakes in the field, and brought them to his mother Leah. And then Rachel said to Leah, "Give me, I ask of you, of your son's mandrakes." And she said to her, "Is it a small matter that you have taken my husband? Would you also take away my son's mandrakes also?" Rachel said, "Therefore he shall lie with you tonight for your son's mandrakes." And Jacob came out of the field in the evening, and Leah went out to meet him, and said, "You must come in unto me, for surely I have hired you with my son's mandrakes." And he lay with her that night. And Yahweh listened to Leah, and she conceived, and bore Jacob the fifth son. And Leah said, "Yahweh has given me my hire, because I have given my maiden to my husband," and she called his name Issachar. And Leah conceived again, and bore Jacob the sixth son. And Leah said, "Yahweh has endued me with a good dowry. Now will my husband dwell with me, because I have borne him six sons," and she called his name Zebulun. And afterwards she bore a daughter and called her name Dinah. And Yahweh remembered Rachel, and Yahweh listened to her and opened her womb, and she conceived and bore a son and said, "Yahweh has taken away my reproach." And she called his name Joseph and said, "Yahweh shall add to me another son." And it came to pass when Rachel had borne Joseph that Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away that I may go to my own place and to my country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know my service which I have done you." And Laban said to him, "I ask of you, if I have found favor in your eyes, stay, for I have learned by experience that Yahweh has blessed me for your sake." And he said, "Appoint me your wages, and I will give it." And he said to him, "You know how I have served you, and how your cattle were with me, for it was little which you had before I came, and it is now increased into a multitude, and Yahweh has blessed you since my coming. And now when shall I provide for my own house also?" And he said, "What shall I give you?" And Jacob said, "You shall not give me anything. If you will do this thing for me, I will again feed and keep your flock. I will pass through all your flock today, removing from it all the speckled and spotted cattle, and all the brown among the sheep, and the spotted and speckled among the goats, and of such shall be my hire. So shall my righteousness answer for me in time to come, when it shall come for my hire before your face. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats, and brown among the sheep, that shall be counted stolen with me." And Laban said, "Behold, I would it might be according to your word." And he removed that day the he-goats that were ring-streaked and spotted, and all the she-goats that were speckled and spotted, and every one that had some white in it, and all the brown among the sheep, and gave them into the hand of his sons. And he set 3 days' journey between himself and Jacob fed the rest of Laban's flocks. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar, and of the hazel and chestnut tree, and filled white streaks in them, and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters and the watering troughs when the flocks came to drink, that they should conceive when they came to drink. And the flocks conceived before the rods, and brought forth cattle ring-straked, speckled, and spotted. And Jacob did separate the lambs, and set the faces of the flocks towards the ring-straked, and all the brown in the flocks of Laban. And he put his own flocks by themselves, and put them not into Laban's cattle. And it came to pass, whensoever the stronger cattle did conceive, that Jacob laid the rods before the eyes of the cattle in the gutters, that they might conceive among the rods. But when the cattle were feeble, he put them not in. So the feebler were Laban's, and the stronger Jacob's. And the man increased exceedingly, and had much cattle, and maidservants, and menservants, and camels, and asses. End of chapter 2.